Welcome back inside our locker room chats. It's now time to talk Royal Valley boys basketball here on KNZA. Johnny came back with you. Joining me now is Chris Brown, the head coach of the Panthers. For Royal Valley last year, a great year, 20-4 overall. Overall, just a fantastic season for the Panther boys. So, Coach, head into this year, 4 or 5 starters back, really 5 of your top 6 guys back as well. How have the first couple of weeks practice gone?
It's gone well. You know, you have an experienced group, and especially me now being in my second year, it's just amazing how much more comfortable you are in year two versus year one. You know, you don't even know names in year one, and so now it's just it's been a high comfort level, and I think we've gotten a lot accomplished, and you know, certainly not where we want to be, but I don't think anyone is after 2 weeks of practice. But I'd say we're ahead of schedule just because of the experience that we've brought back.
And I know last year, obviously, the season didn't end the way you guys wanted with that loss to Rock Creek there in Substate. So with the guys you do bring back and all the guys you do bring, you know, is there some revenge on the guys' mind as well, as good of a season as they had this last year, to come back and maybe do even better this year?
Yeah, you know, they definitely understand the stepping stone process, right? Last year it was all about got to get to state, right? They were so close the year before, and the boys had never made a state tournament. And so kind of getting past that hurdle now allows them this year to understand the bigger picture. And that's one of the things we've talked about. You know, we can really focus this year on what we need to do to be the best team in March. You know, certainly not that November and December and January and February aren't important, but there's definitely a long-term goal in mind, you know, not only with me and the coaching staff, but certainly with the players, that they all understand what's really important is that we're playing our best basketball there at the end, and that the process to get there is what's really important. And like I said, you know, we're ahead of schedule, and they've accepted everything and doing a great job taking coaching and trying to sharpen all the tools and get ready to play.
And there's no doubt, obviously, you bring back good experience that you're going to lean on. And with the loss of Knoxville Wasik as of right now, it seems like the post is really going to be an area where you're going to focus on. You've got guys back like Mason Thomas, Brady Klotz, KJ Miller. How much are you really going to rely on those guys early on to get the guard play kind of back up to speed?
Yeah, you know, those three, the great thing about those three is they're all so versatile that, you know, any one of them can help us at the guard position. You know, they're all going to play together, and they can't all be in the post at the same time. So three versatile players that we're definitely going to be leaning on. Three of probably three of the most experienced players in the state. You know, you're talking about guys that played a significant time as freshmen, and then, you know, starters as sophomores and juniors. And they've been around, you know, they've played a lot of ball both during the season and in the off season. So they're certainly ready. And, you know, like you said, that's the bread and butter of our team, but the guards are ready too. They all worked hard and they're ready to take that step. And the nice thing about our team is that versatility where we have guys who can do both.
We start to begin the season on Friday night at Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights, a team, they bring back quite a bit from a year ago as well. But with it being the first game, what are your expectations for your guys here in game number one? I mean, you know you're going to see some mistakes. Shots probably aren't going to fall here and there. So what are your biggest expectations for this first game?
Yeah, I just hope we're sharp. You know, I hope we're mentally tough playing a road game to start the season. And I just hope we run things well. You know, we talk to them in practice. Making and missing shots is actually pretty irrelevant in the long run. You know, are you doing the right things? Are you in the right spots? Are you playing together? Are you sharing the ball? If you do all those things, you just assume that eventually the shots will go in. So certainly hope we go out there and shoot great and, you know, everybody's hot and everybody's playing good. But what I really want to see is us moving together and communicating and just playing that great team basketball that we just did an awesome job of last year. You know, that was one of the things I always thought we were really good at, both offensively and defensively, is playing together. So just hoping that we just jump right on that and we're good to go from game one from that standpoint.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck here throughout this season. We look forward to seeing what your guys can accomplish and look forward to hearing from you each and every week. But thank you so much for taking the time. I certainly appreciate it. Good luck. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Again, that's Chris Brown, head coach of the Royal Valley Boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.